If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Welcome to another episode of the WOKV Traffic Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Pickering. Today's episode is a bit special. We're taking a break from talking about construction across town to talk about something a little more important even, parking. Parking in downtown Jacksonville, to be specific. I have a special guest with me. His name is Jeff Perkins, CEO of Park Mobile. Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks, Jacob. It's great to be with you.
Of course. And tell us exactly, what is Park Mobile and why do Jacksonvillians need to know about it now?
So Park Mobile is the number one app for parking in the United States. So we're in some of the biggest cities around the country, like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. Really, everywhere you go, you could probably pay to park with Park Mobile. And why that's important for people in Jacksonville is because last week we just rolled out in the city. So now people all over Jacksonville will be able to use the Park Mobile app to pay for parking. The meters are still there. They can still pay at the meters, but now they have a mobile app option as well in using the Park Mobile app.
Okay, that's wonderful to know. So we have some new infrastructure coming to downtown, which is always great news for everybody here because, you know, we'd like to see our downtown thriving, and we're really excited that you guys have come and helped us out here. So if I'm driving into downtown Jacksonville, what I'm used to as a Jacksonvillian is just having plenty of change in my car, loose change usually in the front, and if I'm going to downtown a lot or if I'm working there like I know I used to, I would always have change on me just in case. But now you're saying we can pay with a change if we choose to. The meters are still there that we are used to seeing, but now there's this Park Mobile app that we can use to pay instead, which might actually be more helpful if you are planning to stay in downtown for a long period of time. You can pay via the app, things like that, right?
Listen, if you want to keep coins in your car and continue to pay with coins, go for it. That's really up to you. But we think the mobile app is a lot easier, a lot more convenient. And probably the best feature of the app, our most popular feature, is that you can extend the time of the parking session while you're away. So if you're out and you pay for an hour of parking and you are running late getting back to your car, you don't have to worry about dropping everything and sprinting back to feed the meter. You just tap one button in the Park Mobile app and you're actually able to extend the time of your parking session. And that's something I think residents of Jacksonville will really like.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So tell me again, how will the people that check the parking downtown, for example, like I know I'm good when I see the green light on my meter. Will there be a green light, or how will it, of course, tell the parking officers downtown that you've paid, or what does the meter look like, or how do they know?
Yeah, as soon as you've paid for parking, it may not always show up on the meter, but we send that data to what they call an enforcement system. And that's the system that all of the people that are on the street, you know, monitoring cars that are parked, they go into that enforcement system and they look up whether or not you have paid for parking, and it's tied to your license plate. And so then if you have not paid for parking, they will write a citation. If you have paid for parking, they'll see that in their system. So we send all the data to them, so you don't have to worry if there's a green light or a red light on the meter. Just know that the people who are actually writing the citations will have the data from Park Mobile that you have paid for the parking session and that they would not write you a ticket.
Right. Okay, good to know. Now tell me, for a reminder for people listening to the podcast, do you know off the top of your head when parking is feed and when it's not? I know it used to be free, you know, on weekends or nighttime in downtown Jacks. Is that still the case now that you guys have come in?
Yeah, the parking policies have not changed at all. So it's the same parking policies. So what people should do is go to the City of Jacksonville's website, and that's where all the parking policies can be found because, you know, in different parts of the city, they may have different policies. So it's important that when you're going in, you're either paying close attention to the signage around the parking spot or just going to the website because they should have most of the parking policies posted up there on the website. We don't actually have them posted in our app, but anytime you're paying for a parking spot, what you're paying will reflect whatever the City of Jacksonville's specific policy is for that time of day of week.
All right. Yeah, sounds great to me. You mentioned Park Mobile does already exist in some of the biggest cities in the nation. Is this your first time in Northeast Florida?
No, we're all over Florida, actually. We have about 5 million total users in the state. So probably chances are a lot of people in Jacksonville already have the app on their phone. But we are in Orlando, we're in Tampa, we're in Tallahassee, we're in Boca, West Palm. So really, from North to South Florida, we're well covered in the state of Florida. It's actually one of our top states in the country. So yeah, we have a ton of users there. And now those users will be able to have one more place they can use the Park Mobile app, and that's when they're in downtown Jacksonville.
Wonderful. Do you have any plans to possibly expand, maybe out to the beaches even?
We are actually in Jacksonville Beach also.
Okay.
So that's another place you can use Park Mobile. And we are always expanding. You know, in a given year, we will roll out in probably 200 to 300 new locations. And so now that we're in Jacksonville, we're going to start going to all the towns around Jacksonville that have paid parking, the beaches nearby. And so I would anticipate seeing a lot more Park Mobile green signs up really in that whole regional area.
Wow. Well, this is really exciting news for Jacksonville and, you know, especially for downtown. I wanted to ask, you mentioned the meters are still there. Was there any type of other infrastructure that you needed to get in there? Will we notice, you know, numbered spots now?
No, it's really the stickers, you'll see them. They're just on the meter. So now when you pull into park, you know, they say, hey, you pay at the meter or you pay with Park Mobile. And one of the nice things is that we give you multiple ways you can pay for parking with the Park Mobile app. So you can download the app for Android and iOS devices. A lot of people have the apps. But then there are a lot of people who, you know, don't like downloading full-featured mobile apps for every single thing they're doing. So for those people, there's also a web application as well. So you don't even have to have the Park Mobile app on your phone. You can just use our web app. If you go to parkmobile.io, that's where you can use our web app. And there's a QR code on every Park Mobile sticker. You could scan that QR code. It takes you right into the web app. So that's a really easy way to pay for parking. And we also have the ability to text. So if you text a number that's on the stickers, it'll send you back a link. And that link, again, will take you right into the web app where you can make the parking transaction.
Well, sounds very thorough and very easy and simple to use. So this is actually great news for us. And it's really nice to know that now we have the option if we just want to show up and, you know, scan the QR code with our iPhone and, you know, just get on with our day. So that's actually really nice, especially if you're out of change. Like I found myself in downtown Jax at many times. So, well, one more question. Is this a temporary thing or are we expected to see you guys here for a while? I know, you know, we're used to some companies coming in and out of downtown as a trial.
Well, we were awarded the city of Jacksonville through an RFP process, and it's a multi-year deal. So I'd anticipate us to be in the city of Jacksonville for several years going forward. So this is not a pilot or a test. This is actually a full rollout of the program, which is very exciting for us. So we plan on being partners with the city of Jacksonville really going forward, because a lot of our biggest cities across the country, they've been with us 8-10 years sometimes, because once people start using the app in the city, it becomes a very popular way to pay for parking. And usually once we're in a city, they don't want to go back to the old way of paying with coins at the meter. So we generally retain a lot of our major cities. And the other thing that is, I think, really great for the city is that, you know, we have so much data in our system about what times of day, what days of week are the hot kind of parking times. And so the city can now use a lot of that data and make smarter policy decisions on parking. And so that's kind of an interesting benefit of Park Mobile that goes beyond just users using a mobile app to pay for parking. The city's going to have a lot more data that they can review, and that will influence in the future maybe parking policies and parking rates. So we think the partnership with Jacksonville in the future is going to be very positive, both for the city and for Park Mobile and for the residents and visitors to the city.
Of course, I agree. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for Jacksonville to sort of, you know, step up our downtown. And, you know, we've been talking about building infrastructure downtown for years. And I think this is one step toward that continued success. So I'm very happy to talk to you today, Jeff Perkins, and glad to have you on the WKV Traffic Podcast. So again, drivers, if you're listening, make sure to download that Park Mobile app. If you want to head into downtown Jacksonville, that is the newest and easiest way to pay for parking in downtown. So again, thank you, Jeff, of course.
And, thank you. It's great to be with you. And yeah, like you said, download that Park Mobile app.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.